Well, good morning, everybody. Coming up on May the 11th, Mulberry Center Church welcomes a native of Webster City, Ken Lundy, with a program about railroading that should be of interest to a lot of folks. And Ken, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this program. What made you interested in railroads in the first place?
Well, I guess at an early age, I had early memories of the trains. We grew up close to the tracks on Wood Street, and in my early life, we spent time going back and forth, obviously, to the farm on the north side of town and crossed tracks every day. And so I just developed a passion for trains and got hooked on the book. So this story is probably less about railroads and more about the early life and lives of a few businessmen that kind of made it all possible to bring the railroads to Webster City. So
this is a brand new book that you'll be promoting during your visit to Webster City in about 2 weeks.
That's not correct. I don't have a book. My background here and involvement with the museum was last year I put together an informational display on railroads at the Steeple and Museum. And the reason I put that together was I had visited the museum about a year before and discovered that there wasn't really much history at the museum about Webster City Railroads, so I thought I'd put a display together. And then while I was working on that display a year ago, I started to uncover what I thought was an intriguing story of how it was possible that these railroads made it to Webster City, and the involvement of businessmen and entrepreneurs and the voters, the press, et cetera, in that story. So the story is that, basically, of how it happened and the kind of intrigue that was involved with all these players to make it happen.
And, of course, we had the Wilson Depot there at the park in Webster City. It made its big move. Golly there, Ken, about 50 years or so ago it all happened.
Yep. So this was, you know, in the mid-19th century is when all this happened. And mm-hmm. The story all kind of evolved from when Newcastle started out, kind of when Hamilton County started and separated from Webster County. We'll talk a little bit about that, and then we'll just talk, more about, what it took and these and how all those people interacted and all the things that they had to do, to bring these railroads. So there's, two or three local businessmen, entrepreneurs that were involved in this from Webster City and Fort Dodge, and then there was a rail baron, if you want to use that term, out of New Jersey, who was integral to making all this happen. And even the president, Abraham Lincoln, was involved in this story. So,
and you will bring that all to life coming up on May the 11th at the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City during the special program about railroading in Webster City through the years.
I hope we to do that, yes.
Yeah.
So,
and think for some of us growing up back in the 1960s, we had the passenger trains that came to Webster City late at night. I just heard the, when I was growing up, the train whistle come through Duncombe about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night that woke me up when I was a kid. And that wrapped up before the days of Amtrak started back about 52 years ago.
What a lot of people don't know is that, that was at the end of the passenger rail services going through Webster. But at one point, there was 24 passenger trains you could catch in and out of Webster City. So it has a fascinating history to the town and its involvement with railroads.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll link in, Mr. Duncombe is one of the key individuals in the story who the town of Duncombe is named after. And,
right.
Lehigh and Homer and places like that will all kind of get intertwined in this wonderful little intrigue story. So,
So what time the program again, Ken? Is it 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock?
It's 1:30 at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also, because it's train day, it's National Train Day,
right.
I will be at the depot in the morning starting at 10, and I'll return to the depot after the program in case anybody wants to visit, talk railroads, or ask questions. So.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's coming up at 1:30 on May the 11th. That will be part of National Train Day, taking part at the Wilson Brewer Park in Webster City. But your program there, Ken, that'll be taking place at the Mulberry Center Church, and we hope you have a great turnout coming up on May the 11th at 1:30.
Thank you very much.